If Mama Goes South, We're All Going With Her, by Lindsay O'Connor.
I think there's a high probability that every woman since Eve has at least thought about hurling an object or even running away. Perhaps serene, mild-mannered girls have envisioned just tossing a wooden spoon wickedly into the sink or running into the bathroom, alone, for a full 15 minutes, while the more demonstrative types have imagined heaving large stones through plate glass in impromptu trips to the Bahamas. Feeling stressed out with responsibilities and frustrated with the juggling act of being a woman in today's world, or yearning for appreciation from the family or attention and understanding from a work-focused husband is somewhat universal. Is it any wonder that some women are tempted to grab the nearest object and send it sailing? Take Carol, for example. She didn't mean for things to get out of hand, but they did, literally. Her son ran next door to his grandmother's house and, without knocking, threw open the front door. The conversation went something like this: "Grandma, come fast!" Grandma got up quickly from her computer and hurried to her grandson. "Why, what in the world is wrong?" "Daddy's got Mama down on the floor." "What?" The startled grandma's mind raced. "Grandma, he's pinning her down." Grandma's eyebrows shot up. "Not a full Nelson or anything. Well, almost a half Nelson. He's sort of holding her back, gentle-like." "Holding her back from what?" "Breaking dishes." "Your mother broke a dish?" "No." His eyes got round as saucers. "She broke about half the set." Grandma let out a little gasp and tried to imagine her intelligent and certainly well-raised daughter and her gentle, mild-mannered son-in-law in such a situation. Surely her grandson was mistaken. But he wasn't. When she walked in, things were just as Tad had described. Sure enough, a pile of shattered glass was strewn about the floor against one wall, and there sat Jim, on Carol. Carol was not pleased. Now, up until this moment, the entire family and all of their friends would have described both Jim and...